Hey everyone, it's Billy. I don't post videos like this often, but I will regret it if I don't. It's 2 weeks till the election. I'm getting a lot of texts and feeling a lot of people panicking, and then other people saying, no, don't panic, And I think those people are wrong. It is time to panic, okay? And not just panic, but to do something about it. Because like many people are saying today, the polls are not good. I'm just gonna be blunt. I don't work for the Kamala campaign. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. The polls are not good. Trump has the momentum. The man's a rapist who's been raping and sexually assaulting women his entire life. He's a nepo baby, incompetent motherfucker who is mentally disintegrating in front of our eyes, and his voters don't seem to care. So it's going to be up to the rest of us, sane people, to save this country, save the economy, save our most vulnerable citizens, working class people, women who don't have access to abortions, LGBTQ folks, anyone with half a brain. The education department, which he wants to completely eliminate. And I don't mean, you know, I don't care. People are going to be like, Billy Eichner's yelling at us to vote. Great. You can be annoyed at me, but that's not the point. Everyone has to get in the game here. We have 2 weeks. We can't let what happened with Hillary in 2016 happen again. This man is a rapist. He was convicted of it in a court of law earlier this year, but even if he wasn't. So people saying, oh, Donald and Kamala, that I see young people saying they're the same, or I hate him, but I don't know if I can vote for her. What the f*** are you talking about? Please get involved. He is a danger to the physical safety of American citizens everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk has just taken the stage at Madison Square Garden.
We're going to cut to that because, frankly, he's more interesting than this leftist maniac who's losing his mind. I just wanted you to see what insanity looks like so you can know how to defend yourself and prepare yourself if you encounter somebody like that. Let's go to Elon.
Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that. We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook. And America's just not just going to be great. America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
He's such amazing. Such an amazing person.
Now, you guys are awesome. Honestly, this is like... Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of positive energy that America is all about. Yeah. USA, 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 ha! Yes. Now, I have something I want to ask you to do, though, because obviously we're somewhat preaching to the converted in this stadium, but there's a lot of people out there who need to vote for President Trump, okay? So, this is a real battle. This is a real election battle. So you need to get friends and family to vote. Make sure they vote. Vote early. This is important. We're going to be putting up a scorecard, okay? An early vote scorecard, state by state, county by county. What is the scorecard? Vote early. Vote now. Yeah. Make the margin of victory so big that you know what can happen. Massive, overwhelming sweep of every swing state, and even some of the states that aren't, people don't think are swing states. Massive, crushing victory. Get everyone, friends, family, people on the street, put the signs up, put the hat on. Let's go.
By the way, you can get a dark MAGA hat right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So if you feel inspired or called to do so, please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get a dark MAGA hat. Trump is taking the stage. Do y'all think that she picked the song? Very elegant. Very elegant woman. I can just imagine in her accent. Can we do Paradise City? And the left, by the way, for weeks has been trying to say that Melania Trump wants to sabotage Donald Trump and undermine him, and she's been nothing but supportive.
Create a canvas for the world's undisputed capital of industry. Where titans of finance, fashion, and entertainment convene among an iconic range of superior design, structures, and artistic accomplishments.
Over 20,000 people there right now at a packed Madison Square Garden. This is the dream of celebrities, bands, comedians alike to pack out and to perform at Madison Square Garden in the heart of New York, a place which is traditionally a bastion of leftism. We see unprecedented support. Honestly, I think that we're arriving at a place very soon where we're going to have a Mondale-level victory for Trump. Now, I know that there's the rigging and the dishonesty that we have to worry about. There's the cheating. But every indicator seems to suggest that the Democrats are absolutely panicking. At the beginning of the show this evening, I showed you a clip of just one actor saying it's time to panic because they are losing this election so badly to the point where they're going even beyond their own denial. There was a period of time after Joe Biden resigned or was forced to resign in this coup, where the Democrats feigned all of this enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. Remember the DNC this year, how excited everybody was, and it was speech after speech and so much fake energy after fake energy, and everybody's saying that she's winning, she's ahead in the polls, she's winning. They established a baseline of cognitive dissonance, of psychological denial among their entire base, which suggested that they believed wholeheartedly that Kamala Harris was going to win in some sort of a landslide, or it was going to be a no-brainer. This is so easy, this is so great. But now we're seeing even from them that they are panicking. It has gotten so bad that it's not just Trump supporters who are saying he's going to win in a landslide. It's the leftists who are freaking out and panicking, calling for people to get their friends to vote, to text their friends and family. Because he's packing places like Madison Square Garden. He's packing out places in California. It's not just the swing states and the red states that are showing up to support Donald Trump. There are millions upon millions of people that are waking up in this country who have previously been asleep at the wheel. And they keep trying to bring down Donald Trump in any way that they can, whether it's through assassination attempts. You can argue about how many there's been. I think there's been three. Everybody says two, but I count Tucson. They've tried to put him in prison. Some of the charges, if he would have been convicted and sentenced maximum, hundreds of years in prison. They've tried to deplatform him from every social media platform that exists. None of it has worked. And the reason that is not because Donald Trump is so great. He's an excellent leader. He's very talented. But it's not because he's so great that there's this much support for him. It's because the people are becoming more populist, and they're becoming more populist because the government has become so corrupt, there's no turning a blind eye. There's no looking away anymore. My wife lived in Boston when she went to college for years, and she always loves telling the story about how she was just walking back to her apartment in Boston, and she walked by a dead body in an alley, and it looked like a mob hit. And I'm thinking about that now, because for so long in this country, there was always something wrong, but you could go on living your life even if you saw something wrong or corrupt happening. It's not my family. It's not my brother. It's not me in the alley. I'm not involved with the mafia anymore. Whatever. Just keep going. Keep doing your thing. It's none of your business. Don't worry. Nothing to see here. Now it's reached a point where their corruption is disproportionately impacting us for reasons at first unknown, and then you look into it and you're like, oh my God, this inflation. And they're panicking like, oh, Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist and a homophobe and a xenophobe, and he's all these terrible things. We can't vote for him because he's got such poor character. And then they're going to the grocery store and coming out with less than is on their list. And they're like, whatever, man. I don't care whether or not Donald Trump is a so-called racist, according to media pundits paid by the deep state to attack him constantly. I don't care because I know under this establishment, under this political system, under this political party that is ruling as a regime, everything is more difficult for me. Frankly, the only people benefiting from Democratic policy right now is the billionaire class. They always say tax the rich. I just want billionaires to pay their fair share. The fact of the matter is, the billionaires have the most to lose supporting Donald Trump, because if inflation is stopped, then the stock market doesn't explode. Looks like Donald Trump is taking the stage right now. Let's go to it and see what he has to say.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
Classic entrance.
Across the plains of Texas, from
I just can't believe that crowd. They're celebrating Tim Walz's audience at a half-packed high school gymnasium. Meanwhile, Trump sells out Madison Square Garden, and they say it's because he's a Nazi, because the Nazis had some event there in 1939 or whatever. Bizarre behavior. They are in a panic. They are losing. It's more and more obvious every day. There's a reason that Kamala Harris isn't doing Joe Rogan interviews. There's a reason Kamala Harris isn't showing up to Al Smith dinners. She's going through the motions. She knows it's over. She knows it's done. We've had the lip readers analyze Joe Biden talking to Barack Obama. We know that they know that it's over. Now they're just going through the motions and trying to prepare for the post-election apocalypse that they want to bring upon America. All right, we're going to lose. This is what they're saying. We're going to lose. So we have to create as much civil unrest as possible after the election on November 5th, especially before the inauguration on January 20th. They're already talking about refusing to certify. They're already talking, the Raskins and others, about civil war conditions in this country, because they know they've already lost it, folks. You have to show up to vote. You have to show up to vote. Even if you think it doesn't matter, even if you think it's in the bag, you have to show up to vote. Even if you live in a blue state, you have to show up to vote, because we need not just the Electoral College. At this point, we need to fight for the popular vote as well, so they can't use any excuse to pull support away from Trump when he is the president for a second term. Now it's all about PR. What does winning look like? How do we get as much support for him into the next administration as possible? How do we ensure that the rhinos and the neocons in Congress are kept at bay and, frankly, eradicated from the party itself? These are the things that we need to be looking at. Don't just keep your eyes on November 5th, a day which will never be forgot. But keep your eyes on how we can save this country over the next 4 years, because he can't do it alone. He's going to need our support. Let's cut to him full screen and see what he has to say. It looks like he's about to start speaking.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much to a very popular former First Lady, hopefully First Lady again. And I just want to say a very big hello to a special place, New York, and to an incredible arena, Madison Square Garden. Incredible. And then we have all of the people that could fill it up 10 times. You take a look at outside what's going on all the way down to the river, the beautiful, beautiful Hudson River. They're outside watching this now at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They've never had it. And I want to thank Jim Dolan. He's been incredible. He's been just incredible. The job they've done. Job they've done. Thank you. But I'm thrilled to be back in the city I love, and thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. You're with me. We're all together. We've always been together. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home. Our country will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before. This election is a choice between whether we will have 4 more years of gross incompetence and failure, or whether we will begin the 4 greatest years in the history of our country. We will achieve success that no one can imagine. We will have the strongest economy, the most secure borders, the safest cities, the most powerful military, the best trade deals, and we will dominate the frontiers of science, medicine, business, technology, and space. And I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. I'm asking you to dream big again. We're going to dream big again. We haven't been dreaming big at all. This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job, that crooked Joe Biden has done a terrible job. You've destroyed our country. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired. Early voting is underway in every swing state, and we are setting all-time records of voting. I tell you what, I don't want to talk about it, but we have to keep it going. You got to get out and vote. We just have to get out. And who would have thought this was going to happen? We're leading in every swing state. But it doesn't mean a thing. It only means how are we doing at the end. So, look, we have 9 days from now, and we're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to win back the beautiful White House, and we're going to make America great again, and it's going to happen fast. Thank you. Thank you. In less than 4 years, Kamala Harris has shattered our middle class. She cast the deciding votes that launched the worst inflation in the history of our country. She cost the typical American family over $3,000 in a short period, but over $30,000 over the last 3 years. She killed 50,000 manufacturing jobs this year alone. Now Kamala wants to raise the typical family taxes by nearly $3,000 a year and impose a 33% tax hike on all domestic production.
I can't believe he packed out Madison Square Garden without a Beyonce opening
for him. If Kamala Harris gets 4 more years, our economy can never recover. If I win, we will quickly build the greatest economy in the history of the world. Which is what we had in our last term. We will rapidly defeat inflation, and we will very simply make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable. Right? I will massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses, and we will have no tax on tips. No tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our seniors. And I'm announcing a new policy today that I will support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of a parent or a loved one. It's about time that they were recognized, right? They add so much to our country and are never spoken of, ever, 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 but they're going to be spoken of now. Thank you all very much. I'll also make interest on car loans fully tax deductible, but only for cars made in America. Have to be made in America.
Folks, I'm joined in studio with Gerard Michaels. He was cut by the St. Louis Cardinals, fired from the PBD podcast, host of the Slick and Thick Show with Mickey Gall, and canceled weekly with Candace Horback, aka Eva LaVia. Follow him on socials at Gerard versus Evil. We're going to be covering this historic rally at Madison Square Garden, which Trump was able to pack out apparently without an introduction from Beyonce. But I want to introduce you to Gerard. Because you're going to be hearing from him as we talk over the microphones and analyze, give our analysis of this rally. Gerard, how are you doing?
What's going on? What's going on to everybody in the InfoWars universe? What you do, what Alex has done, what you folks have helped. None of this would be possible without you guys, literally on the front lines, the tip of the spear in the information war. I can't tell you how excited and thrilled and honored I am to be here with you guys, man. This is awesome. And this, look at what Trump is doing. This is unprecedented. This is the first time in my adult life I am actually excited to vote for a politician.
Really?
I am literally excited.
So it was always lesser of two evils before, kind of, for you?
Always.
And now it's like, no, this is just good.
The idea of an unencumbered Trump, if we're able to, I don't know if we're able to say it, if we're able to beat the, if we're able to overcome the obstacles to freedom, I don't know what we're allowed to say.
We're not on YouTube. We haven't been on YouTube in years.
Hey, listen, if we're able to beat the cheat, because, I mean, listen, you'd have to have the IQ of a Neanderthal to think that 2020 was anything other than rigged. So the unfortunate thing is I don't know what's changed since 2020 in Maricopa County, in Philadelphia, in these places.
Well, I think the Republicans, I don't even want to use the term Republican. A lot of right-wing influencers are not relying on the Republican Party this time in the way that we did in 2020. I know that For example, Cliff Maloney is heading an organization called PHA. So you can support it at PHAs.com, where they're going to rural counties all over Pennsylvania, and they're knocking on doors of people they know are Republican that have historically not voted recently, and they're just getting them to vote. So rather than relying on the Republican Party to get out the vote, a lot of organizations backed by TP Action and TP USA and others are going out and doing the legwork. And I don't think that happened last time. I think there's enough. But the reason the rural counties matter is because, yes, they can cheat in the major urban environments, but if you're mailing in your ballot from a rural county in Pennsylvania, it's going to be counted by somebody in your county. So it's way more likely that it's going to be honest and there's going to be less cheating. So I think there's some hope there.
I hope you're right. We still have Dominion voting booths, unfortunately. And, you know, the truth of the matter is this. We all got good vibes. This is incredible to watch. It's incredible to see Elon out there. It's incredible to watch Donald just dominate Madison Square Garden like he's Willis Reed in the finals. And
do you think Mitt Romney could have packed out Madison Square Garden?
I think Mitt Romney could barely pack out binders full of women. The truth of the matter is we have a dynamic leader, and it's the team. He's surrounding himself with a young, vibrant, smart team that wants to run lean. Elon wants to run lean.
Yeah.
Vivek wants to run lean. You're going to get – I want him to give Robert Kennedy not a position on the cabinet. I want him to hand him the paintball gun that Ari Gold walked through Entourage with, and I want Kennedy to walk through the CIA with the paintball gun.
You're fired.
That's what I want.
If you were shot with yellow, you are fired. If you were shot with red, you can stay.
Take my money. It's easiest $8 a month I've ever spent for that X premium. Take it. You know, I want it. I want this corrupt temple to be brought to its knees. We are up against the most corrupt regime in our nation's history. And I believe very, very deeply in this American experiment. But this government has lost its way. And I want to talk, if I can, for just a second, to the undecided voters and the perhaps leftists and the person that got lost on their way to the Young Turks and they found themselves in a better live stream. This is your opportunity to apologize. This is your opportunity for contrition. You know you were wrong.
Yeah.
You know supporting the lockdowns was wrong. You know supporting censorship was wrong. You know supporting deplatforming was wrong. You know what happened to the truckers up in Canada is wrong. You know what happened to the men that sit behind this very desk is wrong. But you're in a world where you can't come out and say that publicly. You can apologize privately in this booth. You can make it right.
And the difference between the right and the left is that the right will actually accept your apology.
100%. This is your act of contrition. You live through 4 years of Trump. You've lived through 4 years of whatever this amalgamous blob running our country is now. And you know it was better. You know it was better when we didn't have endless wars. You know it was better when you could afford your eggs. But you can't in your social circles come out and say that. But you can say that in the voting booth. And you can make a statement. And you can cleanse your soul in the voting booth by coming out and apologizing to your dad, your brother, to everybody that you said was a racist and a misogynist.
Absolutely. It's time to come out of the closet as a rational human being. Folks, we have to cut to a 4-minute break right now. We'll be back with more from Trump and Gerard Michaels on the other side.
We're announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, 3 pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. and we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it, and it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food, so there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate HydroForce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate HydroForce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your HydroForce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The safest border in the world. In fact, there's a chart, which I hope they have, because I didn't tell them I wanted it. But there's a chart that I love very much, because I wouldn't be here without it. That's it. I love it.
Talking about his famous chart.
I'm in love with it. I love that chart.
He's in Madison Square Garden, and he's got a hot crowd. Is he's going to go for 2 hours, 3 hours?
I mean, yeah. The opportunity cost of not doing that.
They're going to have to pull him off, man.
I said this about Kamala Harris earlier this week. Imagine being so bad at your career that going on Joe Rogan could only cause harm.
Oh, I know.
She's like the only person in the world whose career would be harmed if she went on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Her, I don't know if it's her. I don't know if it's her team. They operate as if the internet doesn't exist. They say the same things every day. He does not deserve to stand behind the seal. And it's just... It's
with
like,
a Hitler face swap, too. I don't know if you saw that video. It's so funny.
She calls him Hitler and then puts on a brown shirt. What are we doing? Like it's outrageous. It was like when they were calling Trump Hitler, and then they did the Dark Biden thing where he looked like Darth Vader.
Right.
It was like,
and they're saying this is a Nazi event because in 1939 the fascists were here. But how many times has Beyonce performed at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, this is a fascist event. It's like I've watched the Rangers there 55 times. I've never walked out.
Well,
of
the Rangers are fascist.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They're just heartbreaking. Really, is what they are. The Rangers are more communist than anything because it's equal opportunity for everybody else to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Oh, just to clarify, people, I played in the minor leagues for the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't want anybody waking up going, I've been Googling.
Did you carry weapons of war in war?
Yeah. I used to catch bullpens with Tim Waltz, and, you know, back when he was, what does he say? He wasn't a football coach. Oh, he was teaching football.
Right.
Because that's what men do.
Right.
We teach
with
football.
Happy hands.
Listen, that guy's as straight as a $3 bill. I don't know how they're trying to put him out there as the bastion of masculinity when.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, good luck to you, pal.
It's unbelievable. It's just like Elmer Fudd, man. He's only not endearing. Like, there's a part of you that wants Elmer Fudd to get the rabbit.
Yeah.
But there's no part of anyone that wants Tim Walz to get anything he wants.
Well, there's a big part of me that just wants Tim Walz to get the hell out of here. Like, dude is the most... He's just...
Go back to China.
He's so annoying. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw it. Did you see him on with AOC? You want to talk about two just unbearable people. I do love...
Eat an apple through a picket fence.
I do...
Pickles right out of the jar, Gerard.
From inches away, he can hoover them right up. He's got a Dyson in that throat of his, boy.
You see her at the border eating apples? Some guy was handing it to her through the...
Yeah. Speaking of that, the border, I love AOC's new ethnic look she's got going on.
What's she doing?
Oh, she's going like a little bit wider with the eyebrows. She's getting into her Consuela phase. I'm super into it, man.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. See, she looks good. She looks better than Tim.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they both have the same, like, you know, flat bottom, but, you know, yeah. That's the way. AOC is...
Why do you think that Kamala picked Tim Walz? I think that Josh Shapiro said no, because he knew she was going to lose.
Because there's actual anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party that they don't want to...
They didn't want to admit Jew.
To. Yeah, they're like, his last name's Shapiro, and we're black men are already going towards Trump. We don't want them all to leave.
Right.
Yeah, so... I think that was their ideology.
So she actually didn't give somebody an opportunity because he's Jewish.
It's so funny. Literally. Yeah. This is what they do.
Wow.
This is, I mean, you know, she only got the opportunity because of, you know, her immutable
black.
Characteristics.
She's black.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other one.
Did you see her rally in front of Indians for Kamala?
I did not.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your vote. It's the first time we've heard a real voice.
Did you see her this morning at the church? Lord,
she was doing Lord, Lord, LAWD.
It gets dark before the dawn, but it gets bright once the sun arises. She sounded like Michael Scott. She sounded like she was doing an impression of Michael Scott doing an impression of Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow. It's
like she's only ever heard of black people, never actually been around one before.
Yeah.
So this is just like how she assumes. It's like the people that like... you know, when you see people and they try to act like something else, and it's like they've only ever learned about it from, you know.
Right, like a sociopath trying to pretend they have a conscience.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly, yeah.
Let's go back to Trump, see what he's saying.
Shapiro.
An intern brought it to your office, is that right?
No, I took it back
there. What happened there? I don't know if we can get the feed from Trump.
It's nice to have somebody that's your president that doesn't need a teleprompter. We haven't been on teleprompter for a long time.
Teleprompter. I hardly know her. He's right, though.
He is.
That's why she can't do Rogan, man. Because when you don't have any real principles, you can't speak spontaneously or impulsively about them. When everything you do is scripted. Teleprompter went a
little bad. It stopped order. Yeah. You have to be, you know, if you're a politician, you have to be able to handle that. Remember? You have to do the weave, he says. Got to do the
weave. Do the weave.
You got to do more than the weave. But it happens a lot as a politician. It happens. I mean, we have so many... politicians.
Remember when her teleprompter went out? 32 days. So not so good, but great 32 days, y'all. We got 32 days.
It's really scary when you see someone who's so close to being the president of the United States, even though she's going to lose in a landslide, I think, who, when you realize that you would be better at it than them. Mm. Like, I would be a terrible president of the United States.
Mm.
Terrifies me that I would be better than...
I don't think that's true.
It terrifies me that I would be better than Kamala Harris. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have any humility, you realize how tough the job is. You got to have leadership skills. You have to have policy awareness. I mean, there's so many different skills that go into it. It's not just like being really good at one thing. It's you have to be so competent in so many different ways. And when I look in the mirror and I see myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'd have good intentions, but I would totally screw it up. She would be a worse president than me, dude.
I'll tell you what, though. That's what excites me so much about this Trump second chance. We so rarely in America get a chance for somebody to take a break, have an evaluation period, and then come back and say, this is what I would do differently. And for him to say, I chose the wrong people. There was people that I listened to that I shouldn't have listened to. And this time around, I know what to do. It's so exciting.
And he proved them wrong, because they're always talking about how he's an egoist and he has no humility and he's a narcissist. Narcissists don't admit when they're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way you can listen to the Andrew Schultz interview. There's no way you can listen to Theo Vaughn. There's no way you can he is who he is. And I think that is honestly why they've done so much to either character or actual assassinate him, because they can't shame him. They can't change him. He doesn't have any skeletons. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. Like, I can't imagine what they have on Mark Cuban, like, right. To throw his career
Like
this.
They say that he had sex with a porn star and then had to pay her not to brag about it. And I'm not supposed to vote for him?
That's my guy. What? That's my president. Meanwhile, Obama's got Larry Sinclair hiding out somewhere in Mexico, allegedly. But I'm terrified. I'm terrified. Yeah, all the signs are pointing north, but NATO, the UN, the deep state, the blob.
World War III is 100% like the number one threat to humanity, right?
Dude, now. And they want it.
Yeah,
they want it so bad.
Yeah,
and they are like what 7,002 in the last 80 years.
Let me put it to you like this: even if climate change is 100% true in the way that it's characterized by the left.
Mm-hmm.
It would still be not the greatest threat to humanity, not greater than the World War III threat perpetuated by Biden and the deep state and Kamala Harris.
And I don't love the fact that the people who keep preaching about depopulation are the ones that are pushing foreign policy objectives.
Yeah.
You know, the people in charge of our health, the people in charge of our medicine, and the people in charge of our foreign policy are also big depopulation.
Yeah. Before, when you killed civilians in war, it was like accidental collateral damage. Now killing the civilians is the objective.
Yeah. And also, I mean, look, I'll be frank. Our government's probably been evil for a very long time. The man who helms this station's been exposing the evils in our government for 30 years now. But at least we were competent in our evil.
And the federal government was much less powerful. So even if it was evil, it didn't reverberate in the same way that it does.
Well, you know, they when they wanted somebody dead, they died.
Right.
You know, for a very long time, they wanted something, they got it. So as evil as we were, at least we were competent. Now, our government, you know, can't even kill an 80-year-old on a golf course.
Well, the DEI policies have really screwed up with the marksman
situation. I mean, I don't feel very confident against Russia or, you know, against China and Taiwan if they can't even kill an 80-year-old golfing.
Yeah.
You know, so... it's time to change.
Absolutely.
Time to get some new people in there. Sometimes the best way, they say sometimes the best thing to do is to go back again, right? Like baby, I'm sorry. I messed up. You're the love of my life. Take me back. Please take me back. Like, that's America to Trump. Please.
I know the 60s had their problems,
baby,
but
I'm so sorry.
Vietnam wasn't World War III.
I'm sorry, baby. Please take us back. Please.
Let's go back to Trump.
Ever have happened? Would it never have happened?
We must be talking about Ukraine.
All those people would be alive right now. Those
or Palestine.
That on that horrible day. But if you don't have a president that gets it, you know what else you wouldn't have had? You wouldn't have had that. The most embarrassing day in the history of our country, in my opinion, Afghanistan, the way they, not that they got out, we were getting out, but we were going to get out with dignity and strength.
Those people falling off those planes.
Every soldier that I've talked to, we do a lot of work with the veteran community, and we love our vets, man. And those guys, that was such a slap in the face to the sacrifice they and their brothers and sisters made. And again, it's never been addressed. Nobody was fired for it. There's been no accountability. People, this is the confession booth. That voting booth on Tuesday is the confession booth. Go in, confess. Cleanse your soul, say five Hail Marys, and come out on Wednesday as a new country. This is your opportunity to make right what has been wrong. Tell the people that are undecided, this is their opportunity for the restart that they're looking for.
My concern is that after Trump wins, all the abuse that we've taken, economically speaking, is going to culminate. I'm really concerned that they're going to instigate an economic crisis with the currency next year, and the left is going to blame populism and Trump and republicanism for this economic collapse, when it's really the fact that our dollar has been a lie since at least the 70s, when we went off the gold standard. Some people argue it goes all the way back to the 30s, when FDR was seizing gold under the New Deal. But I'm really concerned that Trump's going to be faced immediately with an economic crisis, and they're going to blame populism for it.
I couldn't agree with you more. So much so, I'm probably going to, if he does win, I'm going to divest a little bit, but just a hedge. But that's why it's so important that we don't just vote Trump. We have to vote down ballot.
Yep.
We have to give him every tool necessary to do what he needs to do. You can't just vote Trump and walk out. You got to vote down ballot. Right. You got to give him the
we
House.
We don't need the McCains rolling in with a brain tumor, voting no on policies and you swinging it. Right?
You don't need Lindsey Graham flip-flopping.
We just need some boots on the ground.
Yeah.
We just need more boots on the ground.
Appalachia, they're hardworking people. They'll figure it out. Who really needs the money right now is
Zelensky. I just love a strong man in flannel.
That Zelensky's the one who really needs another $100 billion.
Have you ever seen him play the piano? Oh. I had a backstage seat. I saw the whole thing.
You know what's so funny is you sound like Zach Galifianakis in that movie to me, and it's perfect, Lindsey
Which
Graham.
Movie, yeah. Campaign? And bring your mop because it's a mess.
The one with Will Ferrell, where Will Ferrell was just playing George Bush.
Yeah, they had to run it against each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Teachers is the backbone of this country. I love that movie. Anyway, let's see what Trump's saying.
He won't bang his wife.
Other than I finished off ISIS, but that was already started. We had stupid generals like Milley and Mattis, weak, stupid people.
I loved what he said on Rogan about how we have great generals, but not the ones that you see on TV.
Bureaucrats.
That's the way I feel about women who claim they've been sexually assaulted. I believe all women except for the ones that you see on TV talking about it. Look on your face, it's like, not all women.
The whole believe all women thing is pretty remarkable for anybody who's ever met a woman.
You can throw a rock and hit a white guy that's been falsely accused of sexual assault.
Believe all women, especially around the Duke campus.
Go back to Trump.
Strong enough. So I said to myself, assuming that's true, how stupid are you to put out a report like that? How stupid? Why would you put out a report? Then they'll say, Trump is not truthful. No, I'm smart.
Did you hear the story a couple of months ago about how he refused to do top secret security briefings as the candidate?
Yeah.
Because then they leak it and they say that you leaked it, whatever they tell you. So smart.
Well, it's also, part from what I've heard is he found out about halfway through that his intelligence briefings were made to mislead him. And he hired his own intelligence firm.
Private intelligence.
Again, man, this is why this thing, this is bigger than, this is the most important election of our lives, as cliche as that is, it is, but it's so much bigger. There is a cancer in our body politic, and you can't negotiate with cancer. You can't ignore cancer. You have to address cancer. You have to eliminate cancer or it kills you. We have a cancer in our government and it is going to kill us. It wants to kill us. And the first step towards getting healthy again is getting a new leadership in there or getting the old leadership back. And then I really do believe that he's going to have, now he knows where the tumors are.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to surround himself with people that are going to be able to eradicate.
You think in 4 years he can solve enough of our problems to get us to reverse course? I've never seen historically a nation as corrupt as we are now reverse the corruption without bloodshed.
I think it's a matter of scales. You're right. But I don't think we could survive without him.
Yeah.
And what is he going to be able to accomplish in 4 years needs to be judged against what would have happened if he wasn't elected.
Yes.
Right? So I do think that whatever expectations we have perhaps should be tempered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's address the first thing first. Let's stop hemorrhaging money. Let's stop with inflation. I love what he's doing with tariffs. And I know there's a lot of supply side guys, Reagan guys are like, you can't do tariffs. You can't compete against slave labor. All tariff is, just keep it very simple. I was a bouncer for a long time. You got to pay to get into VIP, baby.
Right.
All right. This is an entry fee into the American marketplace.
Right.
Alibaba's operating.
And it makes American manufacturing more competitive.
Alibaba. Well, the prices are going to go up. Okay. I personally believe, and I think his team's saying the same thing. I think the American consumer is tapped out. I don't think we can afford more.
I'm tapped out. I can't remember the last time my gas tank was full. I fill it up $15 at a time.
Tapped out.
Tapped
out. Now China's got to make a decision. Alibaba's got to make a decision. Are you going to operate at 80% margins and raise our prices? Or are you going to bring yourself down to 60% margins?
Right.
Keep the prices the same and pay the fee to do business in America in the most profitable market on earth. And if they say no and try to get into a trade war, India's right there to say.
Not to mention the national security threat of the fact that all of our pharmaceuticals practically come from China. So what if we go to war with China? Does it mean that nobody gets medicine?
Hey, what I love about Trump, what I love about what he did two things in his first administration that got them saying, this guy's got to go. Number one, no wars. Turned off the war machine. Number two, he got us out of all of the payola slush funds. No Paris Accords. No WHO. NATO, you got to pay. You want protection? He grew up around the mile. Oh, you want protection? You got to pay the VIC. You want America to save you? America's happy to do it.
Absolutely.
Bills come due on the first.
I want to see what Trump's saying.
Than those politicians I just told you about from the different states. She can't put two sentences together. She's just like, she's really just like, in many ways, Crooked Joe Biden. And she never said to us, she never told us that Joe was not functioning properly. She should have.
Yeah, he's right about that. Let's talk about whether or not Kamala.
Who's running the country, Chase?
No one. Deep state.
Who's running the
country? It's run by
committee,
man. It's like Enron. Like, whose fault was that? When you have a massive company like that doing terribly corrupt things, it's hard to point at one person doing it.
George Bush kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's remarkable to me. It's remarkable to me to see. I marched against Bush and Cheney in college. No blood for oil.
Yeah. And did you ever run into Alex Jones? He was marching against Bush and Cheney.
Now we've gone from Bush's Hitler all the way to them using the Cheney's and the Bush's endorsement as a reason not to vote Republican.
Yeah, that's deep. That's dark.
I mean, just think about...
That's why you got to buy the dark MAGA hat at the AlexJonesStore.com.
that was a professional plug right there. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's dark. The world's ending. But before it does, put on a dark MAGA hat. For only $29.99, you can look great as the Armageddon sweeps down amongst us.
Yeah, but I'm with you. And here's the thing that puzzles me about Kamala Harris. And I talked with Candace about this a little bit when I was on her podcast. So... On the one hand, it's very obvious that she's stupid. But on the other hand, we shouldn't underestimate the audacity and ability of these people to be incredibly efficient at gaining political power. So, yes, I know Kamala Harris started her career on her knees. There's a lot of women that are willing to get on their knees for a job. For a job, yeah. And she must be competent at some level politically in order to get to the point that she's got. But at the same time, every time she speaks, it's obvious that she's so dumb. Like, I don't get it. How can you be so dumb and so powerful in this country?
Well, I think, one, we're underestimating how much of the Democratic machine is really just kind of like a sex cult, really, when it comes down to it. These people are just banging each other, and this is how you get ahead. And that's, I don't care. You want to talk about Ted Kennedy. You want to talk about Bill Clinton.
Why Hillary never got elected, because nobody in power wanted to bang her.
I know you're joking, but I don't think that that's. I think there's a reason why they didn't get behind her one way, because nobody wanted to get behind her, right? Yeah. I mean, I learned it. I was just down at Fantasy Fest in Key West, and I learned there's really no such thing as swingers. There's a cheater, and then there's a closet homosexual that they're married to. That's really what the lifestyle is. And if you can explain anything that more.
You talking about Destiny? You talking about Destiny?
the Clinton marriage. If you can think of anything that more, it was fantasy. I was like, oh, this is everybody here's a Clinton. I got it. So there's that. And then I also think the sad truth is that they know and they appeal to either the dumbest or really the most vulnerable people in our society.
Or most brainwashed.
Well, that's the thing. They're easy to brainwash vulnerable people, where people are desperate and people feel othered and ostracized and they're not successful. And they come in and they say, no, it's not because you're smoking 14 packs of cigarettes a day and you don't know how to balance a budget. It's because, you weren't born in the right gender. It's not you. It's this evil society. And if you come with us, we'll fix it. I mean, this is straight out of Gramsci. I mean, it's straight... communist rhetoric, and it's abusive and it's predatory. And they know that they can say whatever they want, because what do they have on the other side is shame. Like, if I question it for a second, everybody else jumps down my throat and go, well, he's a convicted rapist. And it's like, then you start saying, wait, he's not a convicted this or what.
Well, if you look at the most corrupt nations in either contemporary or history wise, there is definitely a correlation between the amount of political power that an individual or a federal government has and the amount of suffering of the people. Mm-hmm. So North Korea is a perfect example of this. He has Kim Jong-un 99.9% support. And I believe actually genuine support in North Korea, because he is basically universally powerful and he has universally brainwashed the entire base of that nation. I mean, you look at the footage of their special forces units that are training. They're smashing concrete bricks over their abs before they're sending them to fight in the war in Ukraine on behalf of Russia. And so my point is, the left doesn't want to solve your problems. Your problems are the reason the left is in power. They don't want to take their whole solve the problems would just ruin their whole platform. You always have to have problems with drugs. You always have to have problems with obesity. You always have to have problems with the economy or finding jobs. That is how they get elected. That's why you see the same crime rates in the same neighborhoods after 50 years of Democrat after Democrat after Democrat being elected to so-called solve these problems.
Yeah, they've been fighting racism for 70 years.
Yeah.
And they still say the biggest problem in America is racism. So either they're lying
or
they're really bad at fighting racism. Like, exactly. You know, so which one is it? And I think the perhaps more nefariously is our system is showing its cracks in the two-party system, where right now there's only two incentives to get involved in politics, and it's either you're crazy or you're greedy. You know, the crazies are easy to rile up. You get them believing that these evil people are boiling the earth, and it's like, and then they're going to go throw soup. They'll spend their Saturday afternoons throwing soup on a painting. Most normal people are probably hanging out with their wife and their kids or their friends or they're playing
softball. Or gluing themselves to a Starbucks counter.
Yeah, this is their social circle.
Right.
Right. And then you have the greedy who say, for $100 billion, I'll fix that thing. Just give me $100 billion. Give me all your money and I'll fix the weather.
Right.
You know, give me your money.
Elon Musk came out and was like, we don't need to federally sponsor charging stations. Do you need to federally sponsor gas stations across the country? Folks, we're coming up on a break in about 90 seconds. So I need to plug because InfoWars is in dire straits. And Alex Jones needs your support more than ever. InfoWars needs your support more than ever. And his family needs your support more than ever. So there's really two things that I want you to do. And I'm not sure if I have enough time to get to both. But the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. And check out Next Level Foundational Energy. I don't know how much longer this product is going to be available, but this is probably my favorite product that we've ever sold, either on InfoWars, either on the alexjonesstore.com, or on Dr. Jones Naturals. This stuff will light you up like a Christmas tree. It doesn't give you those stimulating jittery effects, and there's no crash, because the difference between Next Level Foundational Energy and other nootropics or stimulants on the market is that Next Level Foundational Energy doesn't just make you feel like you have more energy. It actually gives you more energy, genuine, authentic energy at the cellular level. So there's no crash at the end of it. You haven't been lied to. Your brain hasn't been tricked into feeling energetic all day only to meet with reality at the end of the day. So please go to drjonesnaturals.com, get Next Level Foundational Energy, and get the Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste, because Next Level Foundational Energy is going to be making you smile so much throughout the day. You want to make sure that you have white teeth and no fluoride ingested. Now the Megyn Kellys and all the other experts are coming out admitting that Alex Jones has been right for years about the fluoride in the tap water damaging our IQs. So please get the fluoride-free Super Blue and Next Level Foundational Energy right now at drjonesnaturals.com. More coverage of the historic Trump rally at Madison Square Garden with Gerard Michaels on the other side. Stay tuned. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and be the reason Alex will always be on the air.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. We may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro-Prostate. Because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the Gut Cleanse, it's got the Anti-Parasite, it's got the Saw Palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, Saw Palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.